97 on the box. It's the Mad Hatter
Morning Show.
And we have Destiny's Child's very own Michelle Williams. Now, Michelle, if I say that, are you get mad at that? Or is that a good description? Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child.
You can say Michelle Williams of, or just, you know, I'm trying to get it to where people just know me by Michelle Williams. But I'm happy about the association. That is just a great association to have. I'd rather have that than, like,
yeah,
former cellmate of former somebody, you know.
Well, speaking of that, now, how did you get Beyonce and Kelly to be on that, your new song? Say Yes, right?
It's called Say Yes. Thank you so much. It was literally, it's so cool because every now and then when we were working on a project, we'll let each other hear our stuff. And so I let them hear mine. And so I let them hear, and they heard Say Yes. And they both said, this would be the one for us to be on, because I wanted them to be on a song, and that's the one that they said, okay, now that sounds like a something.
So you didn't dictate, you didn't say, hey, Kelly, Michelle, and Beyonce, I want you to be on this song for me. They picked it themselves.
Actually, I'll say Kelly heard it first, and then Beyonce heard it, and they both said the same thing. So I said, duh, it's Destiny.
Wow. Do you get mad when you hear all this stuff about Beyonce and Jay-Z and all this rumors and all this stuff swirling around? How does that affect you?
It's amazing because we're still around each other more times than people think, and it's so weird when you see and hear things and you're just like, that is just so not true. But you can't fight every rumor or everything that comes out. You can't do that, and it's just, when it's just pointless.
How many of your friends call you to get the inside scoop?
Well, because they're my friends, they know not to call.
Bye.
We already have that understanding, because I don't talk about my friends, anybody's business, because if you wouldn't want me to call somebody about your business,
true,
I should probably call that person directly if it's my business.
What else is on the album besides the Say Yes song?
Well, the Say Yes song, man, I've got a song, If We Had Your Eyes, that features Fantasia. I've got Ty Tribbett and Lecrae, Eric Dawkins. It's a cool album. I named it Journey to Freedom because it was just a journey that I've been on for the past 2 years, you know, to just get back, you know, being my best. And, you know, because we all go through those periods of, I can only speak for myself, going through an unfortunate dark moment, and I just wanted people to go on it with me, and I'm just gonna let you know that your journey, you're gonna be fine.
What happened to your dark moment? What happened?
I went through a depression that I knew about, but I didn't deal with it. And it was something that since the age of 15 that I was dealing with, and I didn't know. I thought it was like growing pains. I thought it was, oh, I'm just, you know,
Part of growing up.
Yeah.
And I think if you notice that you're always isolating yourself and all of that stuff, I'm not trying to do a PSA here, but because of what's going on in the media, what we hear, people are taking their lives that you didn't know were depressed.
Yeah,
right.
And if there's anybody listening, it is okay. You're having that moment. Go get the help that you need.
So you went and got help from a psychologist or
a therapist?
Therapist.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have no problem saying, someone encouraged me a while ago, but I thought therapy was for crazy people. People that bite they thumbs off or something. I'm just going to the extreme because that's what you see on
TV.
You
associate it with, yeah.
You see people in straight jackets and no, there are people that look like you and I who have been hurt growing up, might have had something traumatic that they saw happen, something traumatic happened to them, and they didn't know how to deal with it properly. And before you know it, it follows you into your adulthood. So you're an angry man or an angry woman.
Yeah.
You don't know how to love. You don't know how to function in relationships. You get fired from all your jobs.
What made
you just don't get along with people.
Well, what made you finally break down and say, I need therapy? Because, I mean, the gospel artist Michelle Williams, you know, I look to God to help me through this whole situation. What makes you say, I probably need a little bit more than
you need,
that?
Sometimes you need a little more than prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer is amazing.
Yes.
But God equipped that therapist with the schooling and the gift of knowledge to break me down to see, okay, this is what's going on. This is what you did not deal with. God gifted us to be behind this mic to talk or sing.
Yeah.
God has gifted people to, you know, go to school to be that doctor or, you know, so that's what happened. And so I had to accept it and be like, man, I didn't know that that's what it was, because especially, you know, in the African-American community, we don't talk about therapy and depression. We sweep it under a rug. Don't tell your business. Nope. Don't. You know,
shake it off,
go to church, get a burger, get a fry.
Was there a defining moment that you can pinpoint that says, okay, I'm at my lowest here? Or
yeah, it was 2011, 2012. I was angry about a situation. I had just had it. I felt betrayed by a situation, and it really messed me up in the head, because I was like, I would never do that to a person. And I literally called someone. I went to their office. I didn't even have an appointment. I said, I need to see you. If not, something bad's going to happen.
Wow.
And it happened to where the time where I went to see her, somebody appointment canceled.
That was God right there.
Wow.
It was the perfect time. And since then, it's been going. And then we have to do the work. You have to confront those issues. Confront it and say, okay, this is the problem. Confront it, get the help for it. You might need to forgive somebody. I don't know, just write it down on a piece of paper and burn it later. I don't know. But unforgiveness turns into resentment and bitterness. And you're doing yourself a disservice.
You sound like Ayanna Van Zandt right about now, girl. Go ahead and tell me.
Well, but she always says something.
You have to do work.
She always says, do the work. Mm-hmm. And I know what she's talking about.
Right.
Now, if you want to be free and if you want to be loved and be lovable and function in the place where we are meant to function, mm-hmm. if you got some issues, you need to get help for those issues and don't blame anybody else for them. Go get the help.
So are you still part doing the therapy?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it is a daily thing. As long as you're human, you know, you might wake up on the wrong side of the bed, but you make the choice mm-hmm. on how you're going to be that day.
Yeah.
Am I going to be happy or I'm just going to be mean? Now, happiness is a choice.
Speaking of happy place, your girl Kelly is expecting a baby. Yes. You're about to be, I guess, a godmommy again.
Yes, another auntie.
Have you thought about yourself maybe, you know, pushing down that road of having a baby sometime soon?
Every now and then I'm like, oh, I want a baby. And then be like, no, I enjoy being able to oversleep.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
I'm
yeah.
good. So, but I think when you have, no, I don't, who's really ready?
Nobody.
I don't know if the radio listeners can ever tell me when, yes, honey, I was ready. I knew, or do you just make the choice? You're in love. You're hopefully, I'm married, want to be married and have a child and just say, I can do life with you. I can do life with you raising a baby. Let's make one. And then just have a child.
All right. Well, tell us the information about the album again when it's coming out.
Thank you so much, you guys. It comes out September 9th. It's called Journey to Freedom. I just want you to be free and be your absolute best. It's out on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon. Anywhere music is sold legally. Walmart will have...
Note that legally.
Yes.
Legally, please. You know, artists, we still need your support the right way. You know, we still want to be able to tour and do great music. The industry is really different now. Or you can go to Walmart and get my CD, and it will have an exclusive DVD that you will get nowhere else.
So real quick, Michelle, there was a story that Rob G said she took you to cash a check or something like that?
Yes, I mean, years ago when I was first starting in Destiny's Child, you know, it was those times people had to send me money, you know, and he went and took me to cash a check, I think, and they would take care of me, J-Mac, all of them from...
When she first got in and she didn't really know nobody, you know, took her to a 4th of July. We went to
I didn't have any family here.
We went to a couple backyard barbecues, took them to Max's 2000.
Wow.
Yes. We had no family here whatsoever. And yes, you are very right. And
so Rob G's family.
Rob G's family.
Michelle, thank you for coming
by
the
box. Thank you so much for having me.